Oh my God.
Oh, also, Bonte, man. Pivot, don't panic. I mean, come on.
No, you pivot and panic. This, you all panic. Now McVay's is Shasky. I can't let that one go.
I wonder where people are with the Rams in general. Them moving back to L.A. was something that I was super excited about.
Yeah. He's now, I can't get over
it's
that.
It's a great pivot, though.
And he did it without panicking, too.
Wow.
Pretty impressive. That's impressive. The maturity.
I am slippery.
Oh, we don't.
Don't talk about that.
I don't think you want to use that word these days.
Hey, pause.
Stop.
I don't think you want to be using that word these days.
I will say this: the LA Ram thing is interesting to me in terms of like how Niner fans perceive them. You know, I go back and forth on this, and I was like, hey, the Rams were the number one rival for a long, long time. And then I know the Seattle kind of jumped into that space for a lot of the younger fans, the guys that are like Sam's age. And then I look at, like, the Eagles recently, they clearly seem to be a part of the rivalry. I think the Cowboys will always be a rival. Where are we at with the Rams as a rival? Where are we at with the LA thing?
Well, you know where I've been. You know where I've been with the Rams. You had a little juice in the NFC Championship game, but the Niners had cleaned their clocks 9 out of 10 times, and then Carson Wentz and the backups won that game that nobody really watched. I mean, we watched it, but not really. It was like, all right, let's get to the playoffs. This game means nothing. L.A. hasn't even embraced the Rams. L.A. hasn't even embraced. We were in the Uber. Who's it? Ryan and Worldwide Health. We're in the Uber on the way to the Mafia breakfast. And the Uber driver's like, dude, it's Raiders, Cowboys, USC, and then maybe the Rams. And then maybe the Rams. Like, they're like eighth on the pecking order in L.A. You got Dodgers. You got Lakers. You got USC football. You got the Raiders, nothing but Raider fans down there. Nothing but Cowboy fans down there.
Yeah, but forget LA. How do we feel about them?
I don't feel anything about them. I just, they're sorry. See, for me, growing up, and I get the history of the Niners and Rams, but for me as a kid, growing up, the Niners used to always kick the Rams' ass. Always. Like, they had to run, and when they scared us on Monday Night Football and Jim Everett and stuff, and they gave the Niners their first loss one season. But other than that,
But I hated those. Now, it was when they were in St. Louis. I hated those, you know, greatest show on turf Rams.
They annoyed me.
I hated them.
They annoyed me.
Mark Bulger? I hated him, too.
Mark Bulger, to me, I never lost sleep over him. It was the guy who annoyed me was Torrey Holton, Isaac Bruce.
Of course.
Those guys. They annoyed the living
Richie
crap
Pearl,
out of me.
Azakim.
Yeah, they annoyed me.
Dre Bly.
But they were like a startup. I mean, they were like a microwave organization. They got their Super Bowl. They lost to the Patriots. And that was that. And then you have Mike Martz out there running. You want to talk about clock managing gaffes? Clock management against the Panthers in the playoffs. Remember that?
I never liked Mike Martz. Well, you remember, he was our OC. I never liked him.
Well, he was.
He loved just turnovers, O'Sullivan.
Well, he does have to take that age well. When he said Justin Fields and Trey Lance produced some of the worst quarterbacking play he ever seen in his life.
He also said he'd take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. So.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who'd said that.
Sam,
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Friend, Cisco.
As a thrower of the football.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, but like, do Niner fans still hate the Rams? Do we care about the Rams? Who is the number one rival in the division? I feel like it's still McVay on game day will still be that guy that you can't stand. Because Pete Carroll's out of the division. I feel like a lot of the Seattle things lost its juice because Geno's there. And we've kind of suffocated Geno. And I don't think anyone believes in Geno Smith that way. Arizona's always like a, we don't even know Arizona fans. Like, I've never even met a real Cardinal fan ever. Like, ever. So they're kind of a thorn in the side, but you don't think of them as a rival in any sense. Do people care about the Rams at all?
Well, it goes to your point, Chiasky. It's whoever's the best team at the time outside of the Niners is usually that rival at that given time. Like, the Seahawks have been better, but even Geno Smith, we don't really view as him. Like, we don't take him seriously. I think when Cliff Kingsbury was there, there was a thing there.
Okay.
He was a young hotshot coach. Yeah. You already had McVay. He was getting compared to Shanahan. You had Kyler Murray and stuff like that. But to your point, like, is Jonathan Gannon doing it for anyone? I don't think so.
Jonathan Gannon could walk into this room, shake everyone's hand, say, "I'm Jonathan Gannon." We'd be like, "Yeah, who?"
He's a weird guy. You actually probably remember. He's kind of an interesting guy when he speaks.
Yeah, I do watch those Cardinal videos. He's got that program rocking and rolling. They believe in that guy. The GM is something interesting, too. He looks like he could play. Let him fight his name, Spadoni. The GM, if you watch the end of the Buffalo game, Kyler threw the incompletion off fourth down to the pylon, and the GM's right there standing on the field, like, with the body language and everything. Like, they're all in Arizona.
Monty Ozenfort.
Yeah, that guy, I like him. I like his demeanor. I like the way he works the phones. I like this guy. This GM, he's got something cooking in Arizona, man. Look out for them. I'm telling you, man, Arizona's a problem. They're going to be a problem soon. But Seattle's a team for me.
I mean, the Chiefs obviously are the number one, right? Like, but they're not in your division, so I guess it's different. But I hate the Chiefs now. Like, whatever I felt about the Eagles, now I feel that about the Chiefs in, like, times 10. Yeah. And then the worst part about it is their quarterback's so good, it just drives me nuts. He's so good, and I love watching them, but I hate them. I know it's a complete oxymoron.
Seattle with this McDonald guy, defensive coordinator, the way he undressed Shanahan on Christmas Day, and the 49ers with his defensive scheme in Baltimore. Now, he may not have the same players, but quietly, Seattle's 2-0. And they're getting Jackson Smith and Jigba involved offensively. He had a monster game against New England. DK still doing DK type of things. Geno's running a little bit more. Now, Kenneth Walker III is hurt with an oblique injury. But this McDonald guy, who was at Michigan, who was in Baltimore, and his defensive scheme, his concepts, Mike McDonald, they got the OC from Washington, Ryan Grubb, who's there with Pittix and company, Roma Dunze and all those guys. I think by the end of the year, Seattle's going to rise up that pecking order again, because I think they're a factor to winning this division. I really do.
Okay.
I think Seattle's going to be there. But obviously, Chiefs are number one. Are the Cowboys still there? They're the Cowboys, so we can't stand them.
Yeah, the Cowboys, because generational.
But, yeah.
And we hate the Cowboys.
But they get slapped around. They're like, I laugh at them.
Like, I expect 60, 70% Niner fans this weekend in SoFi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Rams don't care. LA don't care about the Rams.
But I do hate, I hated seeing them beat us. Like, that was brutal. And then seeing them win that Super Bowl, everything got in McVay's mouth was just like, oh, God.
That sucks.
He has everything we want.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, Seattle, man. I think when it's all said and done, Seattle, they're going to be a factor here. They're going to be a factor. We're going to hate them a lot more than we do right now.
Why were the Rams such an in vogue, sexy pick at the beginning of the year?
No idea. Just like the playoffs. No idea.
Well, joking around. It was tongue in cheek, but I would say, like, when people were like, I like the Rams in the West, and I'd be like, name a defender. Kind of my little, like, go-to joke. And everybody thought that I was crazy. And I'm like, well, they're super hurt. And they got, like, the worst defense now.
It's McVay. It's respect for McVay, Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Puka, Kyren. And they finished the year well last year. They finished the season well to the point where we got into the playoffs and everybody was picking the Rams as a sexy pick in the NFC, saying, you don't want to run into the Rams. And then they get bounced in the first round. So that's why we were kind of leaning on that, saying the Rams could be a problem. They could be a problem. But right now they're banged up. They are hurting right now. Hurting. So we were discussing this in training camp, and I said, man, Arizona, nobody's talking about the Arizona Cardinals.
It's because they're the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, well, we better start talking about them. I think they beat Detroit this week. That's a big game for Arizona. Let's see what they do against Detroit. That's a big game for them.
I feel like almost all sports fans are like, dude, Kyler Murray is so much fun to watch. But the question on Kyler, it's not about video games, although I love those jokes. I love the video game jokes because I still play video games. It's, can he stay healthy for a full season? And that's really what it boils down to. It seems like every year that they've showed promise at all, he goes down. And this really goes back to, can he stay healthy?
Yeah, Seattle's the team. Yeah, Kyler, I'm with you. Can he stay healthy? He looks great right now. He looks good. Both games, he's been moving around well. He's throwing good footballs. Well,
he's got loads of talent.
He is a fascinating player. And if Connor could stay healthy and they get Marvin Harrison Jr. cooking with the tight end Trey McBride, they're not going to be an easy team. I'm not saying they're better than 49ers. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. But I am not taking them for granted when they walk into Levi Stadium. And that's why week three, look at these matchups in week three. And I think these are big games for a lot of teams here, just to say that maybe we haven't arrived, but you bet not overlook us. All right, you got Patriots Jets tonight. Very intriguing to me. Giants Browns, I think the Browns would slap around New York Giants because Daniel Jones is whatever. Packers are
I'm not going to say that the Browns are going to slap anyone around strictly because of the quarterback variance. I don't know.
But Texans Vikings. Fascinating game at 10 in the morning. Philly and New Orleans in a Superdome trying to get right after that Monday night debacle.
Who do you want to win that one?
What?
Philly or New Orleans?
I don't really care, to be honest with you.
I need Sirianni to win just enough so they don't get Belichick.
When my team's not involved, I just want to see a good football game.
I want both teams to die.
Like Philly, I don't even worry about them anymore. I was in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. They're shook. I mean, I'm not even worried about them no more. They're so jacked up in the brain, it's not even funny.
Vontae dismisses Philly.
Chargers in Pittsburgh. Chargers in Pittsburgh. Very intriguing game.
Over under. 22 passes for both teams combined in that game.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of running in that game. It's going to be a throwback game. Sorry, Mel Kiper Jr. We're not going to see a lot of deep shots. that one. You got Dolphins, Seattle. You know, Ravens, Cowboys, 125 in Jerry's world. You know, you got Lions, Cardinals. This afternoon slate. Well, you got Dolphins, Seattle, Panthers, and Raiders. I mean, week three, dude. Chiefs, Falcons.
But this is why there's a sense of urgency from fans. So in the division, that's what I'm looking at here. Like, why is the Ram game important? Well, it drops the Rams to 0-3, and you get a win in division. Because right now, you're looking at Arizona, and they've got that win in division, right? So they're 1-0 in the division. Right. And all these things we know, year after year after year, it comes down to the last 2 weeks of the season to win a division, to host a playoff game, as opposed to going on the road. If you want to get, you know, a first-round bye, we're a little too early for that. But just in division, you got to handle things in division. And that area where I look at Brock Purdy, why he's been so amazing – he's been damn near flawless in division.
Seattle hosting Miami. Very interesting game. The spread's only 4. Seattle's favored by 4 at home against Miami. Miami's had a lot of time off since that Thursday night game against Buffalo.
Skylar
Thompson. But Mike McDaniel's a hell of a coach. Maybe you scheme up a great game plan against Seattle. I don't know. Very intriguing game. Something smells about that game. But Seattle could improve to 3-0. So you want to say you want to keep pace with them. We'll see what happens this weekend. All right, let's get BPA out the way.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I might drop $10,000 on that Seattle game because Skylar Thompson has no business being in the NFL. He's terrible. If what we saw Sunday is indicative of who the Niners are, yeah, they're not very good. It's a 9-8 team.
Oh my god!
And it's pretty concerning. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what they put out there.
Wait a minute. It's the Niners are a 9-8 team. Are you just trolling all of us saying that they're not a good team?
No. I said if no. What I said was if what they put out there against the Vikings is who they are, then they're not that great. I think that's a pretty obvious statement.
What if the Vikings? Hold on.
Okay.
What if the Vikings beat the Texans? And what if the Vikings are just better than what we thought?
Yeah, we're gonna find out this weekend. That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna find out.
You know, right? Sunday may have been a fluke and just a bad matchup for Kyle, right? As far as like play calling. So we'll find out. It's certainly week. I don't think week three we wanted a gut check moment for the Niners, but we have it. So
I'm excited to see Brock, you know, play this weekend. I think he's going to have a big game. I feel like this is a moment for him. He always rises to the moment.
It'd be exciting if they gave him some time to throw and stuff. I think that would be really cool if they like gave him a chance to make some plays.
Don't you think a couple sacks were on him?
I don't think it was his best game. It was a mixed bag.
Not his best game, but I do think if they give him consistently give him some time to throw, that he will have a very good game. And if they don't, then I think you could see more of what you saw last weekend.
BPA, whose report do you agree with more, the Susan Slusser Farhan article or the Andrew Baggerly Farhan article?
Baggerly, I mean, Slusser is, right, obviously she's married to the company line. Baggerly, I think, will seek the truth a little bit more. But I think, yeah, Farhan's done. I mean, I give credit to the Farhan Burner Brigade, right? The front office Burner Brigade. They are resilient, right? They will not let it go. But it's over, you know. And I think God thank the Lord for that. It's been bad.
So. Amen.
Is it hard to credit Brian Flores and the Vikings defense BPA for the way they made the Niners look? Could we just give credit to them?
No, I give credit to them, but like, right. Wow. You know, like we should, even against a good defense and a bad coaching matchup, you'd like to think we'd be better than that, you know. And then Nick Sorensen, you know, hey, another week like that, we're going to be waxing nostalgic about Steve Wilkes.
So. Oh, hey.
Anyways.
Hey. Yeah, keep it real, BPA.
You died on that hill for it.
You missed Steve Wilkes in that game, huh? You missed Steve Wilkes, didn't you?
I did. I needed some cover zero blitzes.
Only a novice football fan will blame Steve Wilkes for what happened last season. Unbelievable.
The cover zero is injured.